This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Information, knowledge sets you free. I think that's what a lot of people think, and I happen to be one of those people. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 7 after the hour. This is a good day, an hour of in-depth conversation about three or four, five different things, depending on how much time we have to dig around for Thursday, the 8th of February. The monitoring of what's going on here comes in part through the help of Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, ready to help with a comment or a kind word or some sort of her duty includes sort of the adjusting of sounds, shall we say. A lot of sounds are coming out of the White House this week. Individuals in executive agencies who are, as usual, speaking to the news media on condition of anonymity. They are afraid they would lose their jobs if it were true, or if it were found out that what they were saying is, in fact, true. Maybe wouldn't be quite as hard on them, but there are a lot of leaks. Some of the leaks are coming from people that are feeding WikiLeaks. Let's see, there was a story about a 3 o'clock in the morning phone call Trump reportedly made to his national security advisor, Michael Flynn, to ask if a strong or a weak dollar is better for the economy. And according to the person who leaked the story, Flynn told Trump he didn't know that it wasn't his area of expertise, that perhaps Mr. Trump should ask an economist instead. The commander-in-chief doesn't like to read long memos. Another leaked item says there, all of this stuff is coming through organs like the Huffington Post that are decidedly negative about Trump, the New York Times, most of the electronic media, all of these people and all of these organizations that just don't want him to succeed and therefore don't want America to succeed. Or is it deeper than that? What's the motivation here? Do these people really care that much about America? Are they really that concerned? Or are they just doing it because things aren't going as they usually go? Things are not sort of in control. Things are out of control, at least according to them, the lifers, the people who have been on the staff at the White House forever. Because some of these positions, they don't come and go with administrations. They stay. A lot of the help in the White House goes on from one president to the next, to the next, to the next. And same is true in Capitol Hill, where there are staffers who are lifers. They go do the work every day. They don't care who is there, but sometimes some burr gets under their bonnet or something gets to them because things are so different. Different doesn't mean bad. Different just means different. So are there bad things going on now? Are things so disrupted that it could change the future of the country? Has Donald Trump so irritated some foreign leaders that they're actually plotting outside of the United States on a way to get rid of him? What's the story? What do you think the story is? 888-302-3684, a number to keep handy, as we will have a focus on some things, some audio that will allow you to win a swell prize, but also allow us to have a conversation about what you really think. So then there's this report floating around Washington that the Republicans, some Republicans in the House, have introduced bills that would, in fact, abolish the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA. And then there are other bills that have been introduced that would get rid of the Department of Education. So we made this big deal about Betsy DeVos, and then this fellow who's running the EPA, who's a hack from Monsanto. Maybe the idea was, the subtle idea, or not such a subtle idea, was put people in charge who would wreck the establishments, and therefore would make it easier to get rid of the EPA and the Education Department. Here's some audio, including Representative Matt, I think his name is Getz, from Florida, focusing on what these bills are all about.
Republicans in the House of Representatives have introduced bills to abolish the Environmental Protection Agency and the Department of Education. Representative Tom Massey of Kentucky sponsored the bill to end the Education Department. In a statement, he wrote, "States and local communities are best positioned to shape curricula that meet the needs of their students." Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida, a freshman lawmaker, found two co-sponsors to sign on to a bill that would end the EPA.
"And I would downstream those resources to state and local communities so that we're able to have people closest to environmental assets ascertain the importance of those assets and then protect them appropriately and responsibly."
All right. So what do you think? The idea is not in my mind anyway, isn't a bad idea. There have been times, excuse me, I don't have a cold. I have a sniffle from being on the plane last night. And I'll tell you the story later on, not important. I'm a little nasally, but it hasn't affected my brain. It affects the sound of my voice a little bit. There have been over the years, I can go back 20 years, when there were attempts to get rid of various government departments. I've never thought we should have had an education department. I think the point that was made at the beginning of that story about whether the local circumstances, the states could do better on education, that's pretty obvious, isn't it? Look at the money that has been spent since the Education Department was put into place. Hundreds and hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars. And the educational system in our country is far worse now than it was when you and I were kids. It isn't about the good old days. Nah, it's not about that. That's superficial and silly. What it's about is too many people have their fingers in the pie, and they don't understand the needs of not necessarily just the local towns and cities, but each area has different circumstances. After all, when children go to school, when they get out of school, shouldn't they be prepared to do something? Shouldn't they have a skill? Shouldn't there be some way for them to make a living? And yet, in Los Angeles where I am, 63% of the people that go to high school don't even graduate. Kara, can you imagine when you were in high school, could you imagine 63% of the class, of your senior class, not graduating? I don't know what the numbers are. I'm guessing that you were from the greater Washington area, and so under the circumstances, things aren't so great there either.
Yeah, my class was fairly big, but I would say the vast majority of people still graduated. Maybe, I don't know, 20, 30 out of, 400?
Percent or a number or just actually 20
number.
Or 30 people?
Is that a really small amount? I have no idea what the statistics are across the country. I don't know, maybe a bigger amount.
Especially this day and age. That's a very positive stat, frankly. The numbers in the big cities, Boston, New York, Philadelphia is awful. Chicago, oh my God, but the worst is Los Angeles. Los Angeles is just, how do you spend all this money? The city of Los Angeles spent $900 million building a skyscraper high school, and only 40 out of 100 that go through that school ever get out, they actually finish it. The rest of them are on the street, who knows what they're doing. And so that's why people think the government departments like education need to go. And the EPA sets up so much of their own problem by the way they handle things. The arrogance that, ugh. But there have been other bills calling for the elimination of not only the Department of Education, but Department of Commerce, and Department of Energy, Department of Housing and Urban Development. Anyway, there have been those who thought the EPA should be part of the Energy Department. That bill didn't go anywhere. Newt Gingrich proposed abolishing the EPA. And then you remember the Rick Perry stuff from the last go-around here. So, whether or not, if you look in the past, these bills at the moment may not have much of a future, but you can never tell. There were a lot of comments made during the campaign. Trump said he'd get rid of some of these departments. Now back to things that are coming from some of the reporters and some of the people in Washington working for the government who are leaking information. Here's Eliot Cohen, a senior State Department official in the Bush administration, says, quote, "I genuinely do not think this is a mentally healthy president." Then there's Randy Evans, who's a member of the Republican National Committee, says the leaks won't last. If the administration gets serious about leaks, they'll do the blue dye test and find them. That's a method where you feed discrete stories to different staffers to see which ones show up in print, and then you can figure. Sounds like the plot of a television show, doesn't it, huh? All right, well, there's a lot of food for thought on all of this, and we'll continue to think. You can continue to think, and you can share your thoughts with us. 888-302 Doug at 18 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
It's Valentine's surprise time. Doug Stephan here with a Valentine gift idea. If you're tired of the same old flower routine, then to honor your Valentine, who is very special, what you need are fresh dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or double the berries for just $10 more. It just need my code to take advantage of that deal. Use the code DJV. The berries are dripping in tempting white or milk or dark chocolate. Yum, yum, yum. Topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzles, chopped nuts, you name it, you can get it. Choose a gift from Sherry's Berries. Visit berries.com. B-E-R-R-I-E-S berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in DJV. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone and type in DJV. Order them right now while you're thinking about it. Go to berries.com, use the code DJV.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for half the cost? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to straight talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
All right, let's see what's going on in your mind, in my mind. I thought maybe, Kara, it might be fun, instead of always using newsmakers, that we find things that are going on, like voices. We've done this before, not necessarily in terms of always newsmakers, but voices that people would hear and they would know from television shows, for example. So I was thinking every once in a while we ought to change it up and find a voice from a television show that we can use in our audio quiz. What do you think of that idea? Pretty brilliant, huh? I don't hear any cooperation from Garrett. She's probably getting a headache listening or thinking about it. He's come up with another idea. It's Thursday, the 9th of February, at 21 after the hour. The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
From the Mondo Bizarro world, this story of Jamie Lynn Spears' daughter, Maddie, who was on an ATV and went off the cliff and into the water, right? She had a seatbelt or a safety belt around her, so they had to jump into the water. She was in critical condition. We were talking about this yesterday. But now she's off of the ventilator and is conscious as of yesterday, sort of midday. So who was it that actually went in? The paramedics resuscitated her, but who got her actually out of the water?
I think the paramedics did, because the reports are that Jamie Lynn Spears and her husband both went into the water to try, and Jamie Lynn, I guess, tried to unhook her seatbelt and couldn't do it. But I think the ATV had flipped over on top of her, so she was submerged. So I think once the paramedics got there, they were able to pull her out.
The one case where the seatbelt doesn't work, right? It's a detriment rather than a lifesaver.
Yeah.
And
when you go into the water and you got a seatbelt on, that's a problem. Even in a car, truck.
And she's 9, right? 9 years old?
9.
8, I think. Yeah, 8.
She 8?
Yeah.
Whatever. All right, well, let's hold a good thought for her. That's an important thing. Power of prayer, power of positive thinking, power of all of us wishing well in that circumstance, and many others. We probably should find a point in each day where we could highlight and use the power of our audience to make a situation better, because I, for one, absolutely believe in the power of singular thought, and how if you, and it happens over and over, even though sometimes in my day, yesterday, I had a horrible day. It was one of the worst days I've had for a long, long time. And you know the old expression about the darkest the sky is darkest before the dawn?
Mm-hmm.
And within an hour of me hearing some news that was going to affect me in my life significantly, the whole thing turned around. I got a call from somebody who said, well, here's how we're going to fix the problem. And he didn't know how bad the problem was.
But it's just like, it was like, it's like a flower blooming, and it changed everything. And those things happen. And I believe that there are so many people working on this particular project with me that wanted to work, that they are helping to move it along, as is the case with something like the baby, or any time we find something that's a horrendous problem for an individual or a family, we ought to focus on. That's kind of like GoFundMe. Mm-hmm. It isn't always just about money, though. In this case, this is not about money. It's about this girl and what may be has happened to her brain for being underwater that long, and will she ever really, even if she survives, what's her life going to be like? But there are situations like that that present themselves. I think we ought to look for them every day and hold good thoughts for people.
Yeah.
Now, my good thoughts end when it comes to Michael Bolton.
Oh, man, come on.
Ah, what a horror show. Anyway, he claims he's here, Jennifer, to set the mood for lovers on Valentine's Day.
Of course.
With his Netflix special, Michael Bolton's Big Sexy Valentine's Day Special. He's also referred to himself as the world's greatest lover. It's kind of gross. I've never heard a song that he didn't ruin. Anyway, well, he likes to cover some of it. Some of it's kind of fun. When a man loves a woman, this was a big song, honestly.
I just always feel like he's screaming.
Yeah, that's
always
what it sounds like to me. Yeah, right.
It's like,
exactly.
You know, for me, it's worse. It's like he's pooping because he's always straining.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Look at the veins on his neck.
Yes.
Oh, my God. So I
get some castor oil or something.
Give him an enema.
Prune juice.
Prune juice and an enema. Wow, get out of the way. You're going to make that happen.
Let's do a GoFundMe for a colonic for Michael Bolton.
Ease his pain.
That's perfect. That's a great idea. Let's do that. Huh? Oh, yes. Put us all out of the pain. A colonics and enema and prune juice. All three of those things. Wow. Clean that right out. Clean that puppy up. All right, 28. It is 28 after the hour here with the DJV Experience. Hello.
Cozy Shack tapioca pudding is made with simple ingredients like milk, eggs, and sugar. It's so absurdly delicious, it's causing a buying frenzy, resulting in a pudding shortage. So to make sure we don't run out, we wrote the world's worst jingle.
Take some Cozy Shack tapioca pudding out of the refrigerator. Stick a spoon in it. Put it in your mouth. Chew on some of the big round tapioca things in there. Wipe your face with a napkin now.
Please remain calm. We're doing everything we can to ensure there is enough Cozy Shack tapioca pudding for all. Cozy Shack pudding, absurdly delicious.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Sometimes it requires bravery to have upfront conversations about what's going on. I'm not telling you that I'm the bravest guy in the world. I may be one of the bravest guys on the radio, though, and I don't say that lightly because of the way I do my radio program. Not that any of you really care. This is sort of like what Paul Harvey used to call it, shop talk. This is the inside of the inside. This radio program is produced by a company that I own that has four different products. This is one of them, and I pretty much host all of them. Some of them run through the week. Some of them are on the weekend. But they're all efforts that are important to me because I feel passionately about each one of the things that I'm putting together for you to listen to. The Monday through Friday gig includes this hour, which is called the Good Day Program. I've had a show called the Good Day Program that is in its 29th year. This is the 29th year of me doing a syndicated morning radio program, and I do it without the help of any big company. There is no church involved in what I do. This is just me and the staff, like Kara and Rich and the women who are on the air with me later on, Jennifer and Victoria. Some of you listen to some of the other parts of the program, some of you don't. But it is a labor of love, but also has to be a labor that at least brings in enough money for me to pay the bills. And so there's a whole different, the world is changing so much in almost every aspect. Hard to just produce a radio program anymore. You got to have all kinds of ancillary things that go with it because that's what people want to be able, that's how they want to be able to listen to it. They want to hear what you got to say, but, and it isn't just the host, but it's oftentimes people who are listening to the program. They want to hear what people's opinions are or some facts or input or things that may have to do with real issues and maybe they have to do with just some fun things. That's my idea to when we asked that we had in this hour started a long time ago, the 2020 news quiz question, and then I added voices to that. And now I think it'd be kind of fun to just expand it a little bit more to have voices that are known. This particular voice is a voice that almost anybody, no matter what your age, Kara, would you agree with that? That doesn't make any difference because you're at the younger end of the spectrum. I'm at the older end of the spectrum. But voices that we'll find that may not necessarily be newsmakers, but be well known. In this case, this guy is known not only across our country, but pretty much across the English-speaking world.
Yeah, that voice is pretty universally known.
All right, have you got it?
I've got a little bit.
All right, let's try. Here we go with our... This is just a voice quiz. Tell us who this is for a swell prize.
My friend, Bob Sacamano. He came in here for a hernia operation.
Oh, yeah, routine surgery. Now he's sitting around in a chair by a window going, what is this?
It may not be the best example because he's using different voices, but I think if you really tune in, and that's what's required here, you want the swell prize, really tune in to the sound of this voice. Here's another clip. Or
Sorry, there's all kinds of weird stuff going on in my headphones right now. This is all what right. happens when you try and play stuff from...
Okay.
Give me 30 seconds and I'll play one
seconds.
For you.
All right, anyway, 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG, if you can identify this voice. Now there's another thing weirdly going on in your headphones like, okay, Doug says, play, push that button.
Something with your life. Sit around here all day. You contribute nothing to society. You're just taking up space. I mean, how could I be with someone like you?
Right. So that voice, for me, comes from such an iconoclastic television program. One of the really funny... I'm not one... if you listen to me with regularity, you know that I think most comedians are full of themselves and hot air and not very funny. I think the stuff that came out of that show and the people who were characterized on that show are genuinely funny. And I think this guy... I think the star of the show and this guy... were funnier than the other two, although the other two were really good. That's is that much of a help? I think it is somewhat. All right, so you figure it out. We'll move on while Kara talks to some of you, and we'll get things worked out, and then we'll find out whose voice that is, because I know some of you think, oh, I know that voice. Who is it? I want to know. Yeah, you'll find out in a moment. 888-302-3684 to identify that voice. Meanwhile, back to some of the more serious things that are going on. There is a focus on Senator Elizabeth Warren, who's a Massachusetts Democrat, someone I find, I don't know what the, there's an adjective that goes with anathema. Anathema can be used as a noun. I find her and what she says and what she stands for, I find it anathematic. And so, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who's somebody else I find anathema for different reasons, unintentionally gave Elizabeth Warren her rallying cry. He's trying to defend the silencing of her. How do you silence people? This is America. You gotta let people say what they want to say, what's on their mind, whether you agree or you don't agree. And this old fossil becomes the problem. Both of them are a problem for different reasons. McConnell says she was warned. She was given an explanation. Nevertheless, she persisted. She spoke on the floor. If you didn't hear the story, let me give you the background. Senator Warren spoke on the Senate floor the other day to oppose Senator Sessions. Now, that's pretty much expected. She's very liberal. She's become the darling of the liberals. And they don't like Jeff Sessions. And there's some good reasons not to like Jeff Sessions. Reason to like him, reason not to like him, depending on who you're listening to. So, Senator Warren takes it upon herself to read a letter that was written by Coretta Scott King, the wife of Martin Luther King, when he was nominated to the Alabama District Court back in 1986. She, Mrs. King, opposed Sessions' nomination. And so Elizabeth Warren got a hold of the letter, decided she wanted to read it into the record. McConnell silenced her using Rule 19, which prohibits a senator from criticizing fellow senators. So then Mrs. Warren's supporters and the opponents to Sessions, pretty much one and the same, began tweeting messages of support with the hashtag She Persisted, the hashtag Let's Let Liz Speak, hashtag Let Loretta, Coretta Speak. All of this started a lot of trending on social media. So in the meantime, the Senate votes 52-47 to confirm Sessions as the Attorney General. The vote was along party lines, as you can imagine. One Democrat from West Virginia, Joe Manchin, voted yes. Other than that, everybody else went along the party lines. Senator Bernie Sanders and Senator Angus King of Maine, both independents, voted no on Sessions. The vote was held Wednesday night. It was pretty much toward the end of the day. Anyway, so what McConnell did and what, in this circumstance, I don't know what the rule says, but when you go, nothing is private anymore. Everything is public. There's going to be somebody listening to all of this stuff. And so the attempt to silence her just backfires. All this stuff just backfires because these people are so entrenched and so, it's like a horse with blinders on. They can't see or understand what really is going on in the world. McConnell is so out of touch with reality. He really is. As his predecessor on the Democratic side, Harry, what's his face from Nevada, another one that was completely out of touch. And the people that have been there for so long, they're all out of touch. That's the problem that's trying to be addressed, and unfortunately is not being addressed as it ought to be by the ascension of the new president and his staff and supporters. Anyway, so that's where we are on that. Okay, meanwhile, back at the ranch, 888-302-3684. Let's see who would be good to speak to. How about we haven't talked to anybody in Tucson listening to the FM talk station for a while. So Don's listening there. Don, how do you do? Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
Morning to you, sir. What's going on in Tucson that ought to be reported to the world at the moment?
Well, the sun will be up. According to most plans, the sun should be up pretty soon.
Yeah. But the old song, the sun will come up tomorrow, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so let's get to how good your television memory is. The voices that we played, they're all, it's one voice, but several different clips of that voice from a very iconoclastic television program. That voice is, what's the name of the character?
Cosmo Kramer.
It is Kramer on Seinfeld. That clip came from 1993, in fact. So was it one of your favorite programs? Does it remain? Because it's in syndication everywhere. You can watch it any night of the week.
Every day we can watch it here in Tucson for 2 hours per day.
So do you?
Episodes back to back.
Yeah. Do you agree with me that of the shows that are around that are supposed to be funny, there are a few that really are, and this was one of the ones that really was?
Yes. It had a lot to do with how the people melded together.
Yeah.
And, most of your good sitcoms, it'll be the cast. It won't be one or two people. If you watch Seinfeld with the stand-up, it's very different from what the show was.
Yes, it is. And by the way, much of the stuff that went on in the show was not scripted. It was them just playing to each other. And that's what made it such genius, because then you saw what they really were all about, and they were really funny, and they were really smart. And that's why the show did as well as it did for as long as it did. It touched something in all of us that we needed to have touched. Good. Good job. Good man, Don. Thank you. Hold on a second. And Kara's going to take good care of you. Appreciate your listening and participating here at 44 past the hour on Good Day. It's Valentine's surprise time. Doug Steffen here with a Valentine gift idea. If you're tired of the same old flower routine, then to honor your Valentine, who is very special, what you need are fresh dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or double the berries for just $10 more. You just need my code to take advantage of that deal. Use the code DJV. The berries are dripping in tempting white or milk or dark chocolate. Yum, yum, yum. Topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzles, chopped nuts, you name it, you can get it. Choose a gift from Sherry's Berries. Visit berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in DJV. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone and type in DJV. Order them right now while you're thinking about it. Go to berries.com, use the code DJV.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
To slow down the buying frenzy of absurdly delicious Cozy Shack pudding so there is enough for everyone, we wrote the world's worst jingle.
Take some Cozy Shack tapioca pudding. Stick a spoon in it. Wipe your face with a napkin.
Made with simple ingredients. Cozy Shack pudding. Absurdly delicious.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. High blood pressure affects some 70 million adults in the United States. Although blood pressure increases with age, there are some things people can do to prevent hypertension.
Well, generally, the major factors are related to dietary salt or sodium chloride intake. Cigarette smoking has been associated with an elevated blood pressure. Obesity, undiagnosed conditions such as sleep apnea, can raise the blood pressure.
Mayo Clinic nephrologist Dr. Vincent Canzanello says some over-the-counter medications can also cause hypertension.
It's the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, the naproxens and ibuprofens. They raise the blood pressure.
How? Basically, they tell the body to retain more salt. Being aware of and managing these risk factors can go a long way toward lowering your overall risk. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Here's a bit of controversy. The Department of Defense says it needs space in Trump Tower for tasks that it looks like are necessary in order to keep the people who are there, not only the military, but the Secret Service, because they're always near the president. And if he goes to Trump Tower, then they got to have space. For example, those handling the nuclear football, having the launch codes, they have to travel everywhere with the president. He, of course, lives in the White House now, but his wife and his youngest son are in Trump Tower and are going to stay there at least until the spring, it looks like. So the military says it has to have a space close to the penthouse. And Trump says, okay, yeah, that's great. You got to pay rent, though, about $1.5 million a year. So some people are annoyed at that. But remember, Trump isn't taking his $400,000 a year salary. He's not getting paid. Whether that's a good excuse for all of this or not, I'm not sure. But anyway, it's something that, as usual, especially the Washington newspapers, the Post et al., have taken shots at him because of that. Look at the expense of having this guy as president. Wow! 10 minutes for the hour here on Good Day.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
After the hour, my pleasure to introduce Warren Eckstein, your animal's best friend, with some thoughts about what you should get your pet for Valentine's Day. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you really love your pet, you will be buying hugs and kisses or something along that line once they get some more of them. How about we give them Sherry's berries? How about that, Warren? We'll give them a little chocolate, some strawberries.
You can't give the dog chocolate, but please send the Sherry's berries to me. I love them.
Okay. Warren Eckstein here goes through what to get your pet for Valentine's Day, plus the answer to the question, do children love their pets more than their siblings, coming right up here.
Valentine's Day is next week.
Luckily, Pro Flowers is offering an unbelievable deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the right corner, and enter code 3030. But hurry, this deal expires this Friday. Order now from Pro Flowers. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Think about it. She gets a beautiful bouquet, and you get to sit back and look awesome, all for an amazing price. It's a no-brainer. One dozen stunning assorted roses, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a vase for free. Fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift. Pro Flowers makes Valentine's Day easy. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3030. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 3030.
All right, Warren Eckstein is here with us from the Petro Great Weekend Radio Program. You can call into the show every weekend. He's on for a couple of hours answering questions about the psychology of being a pet versus the psychology of being a pet owner. And the owners have more problems than the dogs, believe me. Warren is here to testify to that, having been on the air for 30-some-odd years doing that program. Unga bunga. So you get asked, I'm sure, a lot about Valentine's Day gifts. Is this serious? It is serious, isn't it?
Yeah, the relationship. Look at the relationship you've had with your pets over the years, the relationship most people have with their pets. It's probably the closest. I tell secrets to my pets that my wife would never, ever be told. So there's a certain relationship that people have with their dogs and cats that they don't have with anyone else. So Valentine's Day, of course, I'm going to buy the lovely Denise some Sherry's Berries. And for my own dog, what I'm going to buy this year is nothing. I'm going to fulfill one of his bucket list dreams. And we're going to go hiking in the Red Rocks of Sedona and just enjoy the day. So sometimes a gift is just spending more time with your pet than going out and buying something that you would normally get them.
Right. You know, that goes for people as well, I think, Warren. That's very sage advice. Very cool. But what percentage, I know you did a poll of your audience, so actually what percentage of people listening said that they were going to do something special for their pet for Valentine's Day?
I was shocked. I was shocked by the amount. 70% of my listeners, then remember, my listeners are obviously pet lovers, but 70% of my listeners would say to me last week that they're definitely going to be buying their pet something or doing something special with their pets on Valentine's Day. I think it's a great, great thing to do.
Cool. All right, here's the question. Do children love their pets more than their brothers and sisters? Everybody secretly has a favorite family member, right, under the circumstances? And so according to the survey, people are increasingly likely to say they consider their pets to be family members. I think that's true, for heaven's sakes. Don't you think most people, when you talk to those folks on your radio program, they feel like their pets are their family?
It is, but for kids especially, it's so important. If you think about the children, you think about, you know, sibling rivalry, you think about the pressure they have in school, the pressure parents put on, the pressure their teachers put on them. And the bottom line is the only time they can really kind of be by themselves and be who they are and no one's telling them to clean their fingernails or do more homework is with their pet. So the relationship that children have with their pets is a very, very special relationship. For example, growing up as a child, I was very, very shy. Look at me now. And the bottom line is I was able to talk and relate to the dogs, cats, rats, and snakes that I had as a kid. But the bottom line is the relationship between children and pets is unbelievable. I do believe that the relationship is even stronger between a child and their pet than the siblings and their family.
You had rats and cats when you were a kid?
I certainly rats and cats and snakes, and it was fabulous. No one would go in my room.
Did you see? All right, so here's the story. This came out of somewhere over the weekend. That a kid in Texas went to the bathroom and there was a snake in the bathroom, in the toilet. Mm-hmm. And so the authorities came in, pulled the snake out, and there was another one. And then there was another one. They pulled 16 snakes out of this toilet.
Worst nightmare.
Oh. Isn't that awful?
I wonder what they
do with them.
But you hear this story.
In that circumstance, do they try to handle them or do they just kill them, Warren? What do they do with them?
They usually try to find a zoo or a reptile society in the area that will take them. In general, they will. There are all types of reptile.
Should we be afraid of snakes?
You need to understand snakes. You don't need to be afraid of them. You need to understand them and respect them and differentiate between which snakes are dangerous and which ones aren't. Just like people.
Right.
Just like people.
Wait, the postscript there is just like people. 59 back.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs,
holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.